Please stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Open SOA Access to CICS Applications, and Keep Your Business Logic Intact. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. In this teleconference, we will discuss the business and technical benefits of using the IBM CICS Transaction Gateway to extend your existing CICS applications to a Java-based SOA. The CICS Transaction Gateway is a production-proven, security-rich, and scalable Java connector that requires minimal changes to CICS systems and usually no changes to existing CICS applications. With rapid deployment of CICS applications, you'll save costs and reduce risks to your day-to-day operations. The speaker for today's teleconference is Andrew Bates, Production Manager, IBM CICS Transaction Gateway. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Mr. Andrew Bates. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're calling in from today. Welcome to everybody. My name is Andrew Bates. I'm proud to be the Product Line Manager for KICS Transaction Gateway, a job that I've had for around 3 years. I work in the Hursley Laboratories in the UK alongside all of the other product managers and development team for the rest of the KICS products. Today, I'll be talking to you, spending some time discussing how you can open your KICS applications to SOA, and how you can do that whilst keeping your business logic intact. The product that we'll be talking about today is the KICS Transaction Gateway, and I'll discuss the business and the technical value proposition behind that. Moving to chart 2, where we have the agenda. Today's agenda and the topics that we're going to be considering today is, first, what is the KICS Transaction Gateway, and what is the value proposition of that product? Once we've introduced that, there are a number of options that we have with the KICS Transaction Gateway. It covers 8 supported platforms, and we need to discuss which one of those platforms is the best deployment option for different types of scenarios. Then we'll move into service orientation. What is service orientation? What is a service-oriented architecture? How does the KICS Transaction Gateway fit into a service-oriented architecture? Then we'll talk about the latest and greatest. IBM will soon be announcing KICS Transaction Gateway version 7. We did a preview announcement of that earlier this year, so you can download that preview announcement now and read it, and I'll also be covering some of the highlight items of that later in this presentation, along with as well some of the key enhancements that we made in version 6 and version 6.1 that have been delivered over the last 2 years. Then hopefully sum all this up, so that we can picture how this fits in to our overall infrastructure, and we'll follow up with a live Q&A. So please feel free to write down questions throughout the teleconference today. So moving to chart 3, we'll talk about a technical introduction to the KICS Transaction Gateway. So we like to refer to the KICS Transaction Gateway as the 3 I's. There's interconnectivity, interfaces, and integration. The KICS Transaction Gateway is the primary connector into KICS, very popular connectivity technology, and it's very popular because it's very high-performing and very scalable inbound connector to KICS applications. We provide connectivity to comm area applications and 3270-based applications, usually without change to those applications. In terms of interfaces, we provide the JCA interface as our strategic interface. It provides the best qualities of service. I'll spend more time talking about the JCA interface in this presentation later. And we also provide base Java, C, C++, COBOL, and COM interfaces. In terms of integration, we support every in-support KICS server on every platform. So that is KICS Transaction Server for VSE, KICS Transaction Server for ZOS, of course, TX Series, and even KICS Transaction Server on iSeries. And we will connect to those from WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus, and WebSphere Process Server. Also, in 2006, we added support for WebLogic for customers with Mixshops. So we have 8 supported platforms in total. Our flagship platform is the ZOS platform. Our other platforms, Linux on Intel, Linux on Power, Linux on Z-Series, AIX, HP Solaris, and Windows. Moving to chart 4. So the key characteristics of Kix Transaction Gateway, why people buy Kix Transaction Gateway. People buy it, the business community buy it, because it is a very high-performing, very secure, and very scalable connector. The technical community buy it because it's easy to administer. It requires minimal changes to Kix and usually no changes to Kix applications. And it gives you simple, familiar mechanisms to configure and manage your gateway. And the application development community like it because it provides easy application development. Since we support the industry standard J2EE connector architecture interface, part of the Java specification, we can now manage the transactional scope, connection pooling, and security context of the application or outside of the application. And if we're using development tooling to develop the application, this can all be developed in the tooling. So application developers like it because it's standards-based J2EE, can learn about it in books and use tooling. And administrators like it because it's easy to use. So in summary, high-performing, security-rich, scalable J2EE standards-based access to Kix applications. Requires minimal changes to Kix, usually no changes to your Kix program. Moving to chart 5. A little bit more on the J2EE connector architecture. So the JCA is a component of the J2EE specification. Alongside other standard Java services such as JMS, Java Messaging, JDBC, Java Database Connectivity, and JNDI, naming and directory lookup. It provides a standards-based programming interface to all enterprise information systems at the JCA that have connectors designed for it. So, for example, Kix, IMS, or SAP. It's widely supported in education materials and software, tooling from IBM and also non-IBM vendors. And as I mentioned previously, it enables you to delegate the management of your connections, transactions, and security to the application server for better, faster application development. Summary, it enables better applications to develop faster and deployed into an enterprise-wide service-oriented architecture. Chart 6 gives us the key transaction gateway deployment scenarios. There are three primary technologies that are most commonly used. Topology 1, WebSphere Application Server and Kix Transaction Gateway on a distributed platform. Topology 2, where Kix Transaction Gateway is deployed on the ZOS platform, but WebSphere Application Server is deployed on a distributed platform. And Topology 3, where everything is deployed on the ZOS platform. There are different qualities of service on different deployments, and we have a great white paper which was updated in January 2006 that talks about integrating WebSphere Application Server and Kix using the JCA, and it discusses all of these topologies in some detail. Moving to chart 7, one of the biggest choices that you'll have to make is whether you want to deploy Kix Transaction Gateway on ZOS or whether you want to deploy on multi-platforms. So there are a couple of differences. First, let's look at functionality. On ZOS, we provide Java and JCA interfaces. We provide access to COM area applications and access via TCP/IP networking. This compares with the multi-platforms where there are more interfaces. We provide JCA and Java, but also C, C++, COBOL, and COM interfaces. Both COM area and 3270 applications are supported, and both TCP/IP and SNA networking is supported. In terms of unique qualities of service, what you get with ZOS is maximum performance. You get the highest levels of availability and the maximum levels of scalability. We've measured in the lab more than a five-fold increase in performance when comparing ZOS to distributed in certain scenarios. We also have the ability to access all of the inherent qualities of services ZOS, so we've enabled support for Workload Manager in Kix Transaction Gateway version 7, a parallel syspex, load balancing. Kix Transaction Gateway is a mixture of Java and C, so we can offload a proportion of that to Zap. It's also very tightly integrated with ZOS security. So you can use RACS security, and you can also exploit the cryptography hardware cards. And one of the key unique qualities of service is ZOS, in terms of application development, is that it gives you full two-phase commit with distributed WebSphere when you run KIX transaction gateway on the ZOS platform and WebSphere application server on a distributed platform. You can have a full two-phase commit transaction from KIX transaction gateway version 6.1 onwards. In terms of the distributed qualities of service, distributed platform, KIX transaction gateway for multi-platforms, gives you the most flexible configuration, and it supports all of the KIX servers. So in addition to KIX TS ZOS, you also have KIX TS VSE and also TX series KIX. It does give you access to your 3270 applications in addition to your comm area applications, and it has a lower TCO for smaller deployments. You can deploy and license for a Windows box if you want to distribute on Windows rather than for a ZOS box. You only have a relatively small requirement for workload and may be sufficient if you have WebSphere on Windows, for example. If you have a very high demanding architecture that has the maximum requirements on performance, scalability, and availability, then the majority of our large enterprises deploy on ZOS. Okay, moving to chart 8. So we start the section now on service-oriented architecture and how KIX applications relate to a service-oriented architecture. So first of all, let's just very briefly talk about what a service-oriented architecture is. So first of all, a service. The service is a repeatable business task. So for example, a customer credit check, open a new account, check an inventory. A repeatable business task like, for example, a KIX transaction that has been doing check customer credit, open new account, check inventory for many years now. A service orientation is a way of integrating these businesses as linked service. So, for example, you would link a customer credit check with a loan application, and the customer may not be given credit for a loan if he fails the credit check. That's an example of linking two applications to services together to bring added value. And again, KIX has been doing this for quite some time. Now, a service-oriented architecture is an IT style that supports this service orientation. And this is where we start to see the benefits of a service-oriented architecture for KIX applications. Previously, we've had the ability to link our KIX applications, and if we've been good KIX programmers and we've separated our business logic and our integration logic and our data access logic and our presentation logic, then we have very reusable KIX applications. Now, a service-oriented architecture gives us the IT style and the IT architecture to reuse these outside of the KIX environment. So, for example, using the KIX transaction gateway to connect those applications to WebSphere, or a web service to connect those applications to any web service requester. So what we're doing with our KIX services here is we're exposing them to other applications, other services on other platforms, and that allows us to build a composite application. We can call those services to build a set of related and integrated services that support a business process. So a service-oriented architecture is a very good thing for KIX. It allows us to expose our up to 36 years of IT assets and KIX assets and then release them to the rest of the world in a style that the rest of the world is comfortable consuming. So moving to chart 9. And to prove that SOA is not just for new development, SOA is very much about reuse. Rethink and reuse your applications. I like to use this great example of the Bank of Montreal. What they had a challenge with was they had a number of applications on a number of disparate systems. Their customer relationship management systems did not fully integrate or fully access their back-end KIX systems and some of their other information systems. So what they wanted to do was to provide a much more flexible infrastructure whereby all of their systems could call and could link up to the information that they have across their organization, across the enterprise, in a standard-based manner. It's the perfect example of how an SOA can help you become more flexible. So what they did, the action they took, was they reused and assembled their Kix assets. They connected to these Kix comm area applications via the Kix transaction gateway, used that to connect to WebSphere application server on Z-Series, using the IBM application development tooling to create these composite Kix and WebSphere applications. And then they deployed from value-added web services from WebSphere application server on Z-Series across to multiple channels, including customer relationship management. So now you have a unified view of the customers for the personnel who are sitting in the branches at a desk with the customer in front of them. They can now look at their screen and they can see all of the information about that customer on one screen. It gives it a very nice experience for that customer, and it enables them to reuse their existing assets. And quite often it enables them to reuse their existing assets without change. So chart 10, we are now going to spend a brief amount of time talking about the value of an IBM SOA foundation. I'm not going to labor this chart, but the key message that I do want to bring out here is that the IBM SOA foundation is built on top of leveraging your existing IT infrastructure, whether that be your Kix applications, IMS, BEA applications, SAP applications. The key to a successful service-oriented architecture is to reuse the existing assets and skills that you have in new and innovative business ways. So moving to chart 11, this is the IBM SOA reference architecture and how JCA enables you to service-enable your applications. Essentially, you can have interaction services, process services, information services, access services, partner services, business application services, and if these services are in a particular enterprise information system, then you can access these with a JCA that is built specifically to access that information system. So, for example, if your access services that you're looking to connect to or business application services that you're looking to connect to are built in IBM Kix Transaction Server or IBM TX Series Kix, then you can use the Kix Transaction Gateway to service-enable these applications by connecting them to the Enterprise Service Bus that powers your service-oriented architecture. In fact, the JCA connector within the Kix Transaction Gateway provides access from WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus, and WebSphere Process Server to applications written in Kix or TX Series. IBM provides a number of JCA adapters to connect to multiple enterprise information systems. In addition to the Kix Transaction Gateway, there is IBM IMS Connect and IMS Connect extensions to connect to your IMS applications, and there's the IBM WebSphere adapters, which connect to a number of packaged applications or enterprise assets. Moving to chart 12, a common question I'm asked is, how do we compare and contrast web services technology with Kix Transaction Gateway technology? Well, the key difference is between a direct connection and a web service. It depends on whether or not the presentation of the application is directly bound to the business logic. In a direct connection, where you have a tightly coupled solution, then there is a direct binding between the presentation logic and the business logic there. With a loosely coupled solution like a web service, then there does not have to be a direct binding between the business application and the presentation application. And they give you different advantages in different situations. So, for example, a direct connection, such as the Kix Transaction Gateway, has extremely high qualities of service today in terms of performance, scalability, workload management, etc. They're mature technologies, part of the Java specification. And key, they allow you to access existing application interfaces. So there's no re-engineering of your applications required to connect to them. You usually do not need any system-level changes or application-level changes to enable this connection. And it's extremely good where the application has fewer reusable purposes. So let me give you an example. If you want your Kix application to connect to a WebSphere application, and the WebSphere application then delivers your web services platform across the enterprise, and the Kix Transaction Gateway is a very good solution there. Web services, on the other hand, the qualities of services are certainly improving by standards, and Kix Transaction Server version 3.1 has some excellent support for native web services and service flow modeling capability also. So the technologies are emerging. I think the key difference here is the web service interface. You may need some application level changes, some system level changes to make the connection. So this is good where an application has many reusable purposes. If you have an application that could have multiple value to many different business partners or clients or different presentation interfaces, then it's probably worth spending the time re-engineering that application to be a web service and then describing that web service with WSDL and then passing that WSDL to the clients so that the clients can then call that service. If you only want your service to do one thing, and that one thing is perhaps to connect to WebSphere, then the Kix Transaction Gateway will do that one thing with very high qualities of service today. So, in summary, IBM provides different integration technologies so you can exploit an appropriate set of complementary technologies to solve different business problems. They solve two different problems, but are both connectivity technologies within a service-oriented architecture. Okay, moving to chart 13. Chart 13 is a great example of a tightly coupled service-oriented architecture. And this is a real-life example from one of the world's largest and fastest-growing banks. Now, the demand for this application is extremely high. The service levels needed are very, very high performance. This bank has a strategy of acquiring other banks and then adding those applications as part of its portfolio. So it's growing very, very rapidly, and it has extremely high performance levels and high availability and scalability levels. Now, this particular application has scalability at almost every level. So you have scalability at the WebSphere level, where you have multiple WebSpheres sitting on multiple AIX boxes. They connect in via the Sysplex distributor, which again provides a second layer of scalability and availability. And what this does is it will distribute the connections coming in from WebSphere across multiple LPaaS. In version 7, we have a new technology to Workload Manager to make this intelligent so that the Sysplex distributor will be able to tell which LPAR is under more stress and direct it to the less utilized LPAR. But today, even in version 6.1, you can exploit Sysplex distributor across multiple LPARs. Then you have scalability at the Kix and CTG level as well. So you have multiple Kix transaction gateway instances for different brands. So different brands of financial services sold by this one bank. And then the Kix Transaction Gateway goes through a Kix router application to its final layer of scalability back to the Kix region where the original application is. So if you look at this, there's scalability and availability at the WebSphere level, at the Sysplex distributor level, at the LPAR level, and at the Kix region level. So if any one of those is under stress or becomes unavailable, then it will automatically redirect to another. And this is a great example, great real-life example of a highly scalable, service-enabled Kix application using the Kix Transaction Gateway. Okay, now moving on to the third section of the presentation, which is some of the enhancements, some of the latest and greatest in the Kix Transaction Gateway. As you may remember at the beginning, we talked about the core value proposition of the Kix Transaction Gateway being a high-performing, secure, and scalable J2E standards-based connector to Kix. It requires ease of system administration and ease of application development. We try to focus on these core capabilities of the Kitch Transaction Gateway at each and every release and version. And here's just some of the enhancements that we've made in these areas during the last two versions, version 6 and version 7. So some of the high performings, we're always looking for performance optimizations. And we've made considerable performance optimizations both in the base product and across the wire protocol over the last 2 years to give you a much higher performing solution. We've introduced support for RACF keyrings, a number of SSL, and now the addition of TLS enhancements, including certificates and selectable, configurable certificates. And we've also introduced crypto support, first in version 6, and we're also enhancing that in version 7. In terms of scalability, version 6 brought a huge scalability enhancement in terms of pipe limit enhancement, so you can now reuse your pipes rather than being restricted to the previous 100 pipe limit. In version 7 of the Kitch Transaction Gateway, we've introduced IPv6 and workload management. In terms of the technical community, in version 7, monitoring capability, in version 6, dynamic log management. We've aligned the different versions, so the multi-platforms version and the ZOS version, with native operating systems. So ZOS is administered via SDSF, and distributed platforms are administered via an administration console that's native to that platform, and they're used via standard installations. So ISMP on distributed and SMPE on ZOS. And ease of application development. So JCA compatibility, 1.5. JCA 1.5 support was introduced in version 6. Two-phase commit with distributed web sphere was introduced on our flagship ZOS platform. We've had integration with the Eclipse tooling, both the tooling and also the information centers. And we've increased the level of API to enable you to get some statistics. So the point of this chart is to tell you that we're driving enhancements into the product in the areas of performance, security, scalability, administration, and development. And we're continuing to focus on those areas. So chart 15. I'd like to talk briefly about some of the enhancements that we've delivered in version 6.0 of the Kitch Transaction Gateway. This was released in the fourth quarter of 2004. We focused on four key value areas. One, qualities of service, two, systems management, three, security, and four, ease of use. And I just take some of the key enhancements that we made, just some selected enhancements in that version, in particularly in terms of qualities of service. So we made a number of performance enhancements to improve the performance of data processing. This provided for decreased CPU usage. Also, we introduced support for JCA 1.5 in this release, which gave us connection optimizations within WebSphere application server itself and by the specification itself. We increased the performance of the internal trace mechanism, so there is now better runtime performance of the Kitch Transaction Gateway on distributed platforms, and on the distributed product, we improved the performance and scalability on Linux by adding support for MPTL, a native POSIX threading library. All of these enhancements designed to increase the performance of applications. In addition, on the ZOS, we added an option that gave us significant availability and scalability enhancements. So we have the option to limit the number of EXCI pipes now to one per thread, and this will considerably improve availability and scalability. When used in conjunction with a APAR of KixTS version 2.3 and above to increase the number of EXCI pipes to 250, this gives you a significant and considerable scalability enhancement on the ZOS platform. In terms of systems management, on the ZOS platform, we now have management via SDSF, and we can direct our output to JES logging. So all of our runtime messages can now be output to JESLog. On the distributed platform, runtime messages and error warning messages can be moved to a particular destination and can be dynamically managed. in terms of security. We enhanced support for the industry-leading SSL. Now have the ability to store your SSL private keys and certificates within a RACF database. There's a new external configuration option, for example, on SSL that allows you to specify the particular cipher suite that you want to use, giving you, again, more granular, fine-grained security. And in terms of ease of use, as I mentioned, we have a new industry standard installation. We added SMPE installation on ZOS and ISMP installation on the distributed platforms. This vastly simplifies the process of installation and migrating through versions. In addition, we introduced an Eclipse-based information center at this level, which means that you can now incorporate all of your IBM information centers into one Eclipse workbench and search them all at the same time. Extremely useful if you have a connected product. Okay, that was version 6. Moving to chart 16, I very briefly discussed version 6.1. So the key function that we introduced in this level is two-phase commit, so maximum transaction integrity. When you have Kix Transaction Gateway running on ZOS and WebSphere Application Server running on distributed platforms, you can now do that in a two-phase commit transaction. It gives you the maximum level of transactional integrity. Now, this was a ZOS version only, and the reason for that is because this functionality requires RRS functionality of ZOS. Again, another thing that we can do on the ZOS platform due to the advantages inherent of that technology. We also improved four areas of TCP/IP network enhancements. So we introduced a TCP/IP load balancing function for XA transactions, an automatic TCP/IP subsystem reconnect feature, an address binding feature that allows administrators to control which network interfaces can be used to connect to a gateway, and also a socket timeout control feature which gives improved recovery in the TCP/IP network. And some of these enhancements are again ported across the distributed platform as well. Chart 17 gives us a little more explanation of the two-phase commit functionality introduced in Kix Transaction Gateway version 6.1. We implemented it via the XA specification using their two-phase commit protocol. And what this does is it requires a prepare command to be confirmed by a resource manager before a commit command makes transaction changes permanent. Now, the reason for this is if you have multiple resource managers within a single unit of work, a single transaction, you want to make sure that either both of those resource managers are updated or neither of those resource managers are updated. You certainly don't want the case to be where you have perhaps one resource manager updated, let's say a withdrawal from account, but the second resource manager has not updated, so let's say it did not update the second account. That would give you money sitting in no man's land and inconsistency of data. So if you have multiple resource managers involved in a transaction, two-phase commit is an extremely important functionality. We've had this functionality using everything on ZOS, so Kix Transaction Gateway, Kix Transaction Server, WebSphere Application Server, all on ZOS has had this functionality for a while. In 6.1, we introduced and extended this functionality to WebSphere running on distributed platforms. Again, this is ZOS only. Okay, moving to chart 18. We're now looking at Kix Transaction Gateway version 7. So this is the new version of Kix Transaction Gateway. We did a preview announcement for this on July the 25th, 2006. It would GA later this year. There is a beta program for this underway now. Anybody that's interested in that is welcome to contact me afterwards. Essentially delivers three key value areas, the largest of these being systems monitoring. So we're opening up the black box. The other two are extended networking support and advanced security management. So let's just take some time to look at the systems monitoring. What this will give you, the functionality that we're providing, is the ability to do real-time monitoring for Kix Transaction Gateway systems. It gives you the ability to analyze system utilization metrics and perform online problem determination. This means that you can, this enables you to proactively monitor your KIX transaction gateway systems and enables detection and resolution of abnormal occurrences before they cause a problem to production operations. So system administrators and capacity planners will be able to analyze system utilization metrics, perform online problem determination, and gather critical information about the connection management and transaction throughputs of your workload. We also give you the ability to see the proximity of your workload to the levels that you've set in your configurable limits. So if you are close to a configurable limit, you can see that and take appropriate action to stop hitting that limit by either increasing the limit or, for example, distributing the workload. This will help avoid downtime. We've also increased availability on ZOS through support for IBM Tivoli System Automation for ZOS. So we now integrate with that product, and that product can now take predefined courses of action based on activity and events in the KIX Transaction Gateway. Again, this will give you increased availability without operator intervention. I'll continue to talk a bit more about that on the next two charts, but before we move on, just to mention the other two themes that we focused on in this release. The first is extended networking. So on ZOS, we have introduced integration with the ZOS Workload Manager. This is going to enable us to intelligently distribute workload across a SysPlex. So this is going to give significantly increased scalability and availability. We've also added support for IPv6 connections. The IPv6 standard gives better routing, enhanced security, and global scalability. So you'll now be able to take advantage of this new specification. In terms of advanced security management, we have also increased the specification of SSL security. So we now support TLS version 1.0, which is essentially SSL version 3. This enables more stringent encryption capabilities and better interoperation with a number of secure clients. We've also further integrated with RACF, so you now have the ability to use mixed case passwords. And on ZOS, we further integrated with the cryptography cards to allow an increased throughput of security requests. So together these give you higher levels of security and increased processing power for your security requests when used in conjunction with cryptography cards and the Z-Series hardware. On the next chart, so let's focus in a little bit more on the systems monitoring. What statistics are we making available? Well, there are five key areas of statistics that we're making available. First is the gateway status. It will give you the status of the gateway daemon, for example, KIX transaction gateway version, and the number of requests that have been processed. KIX status, so for example, EXCI pipe limit that's set, what the EXCI net name is, your list of KIX regions, the number of EXCI pipes you have allocated, the number of EXCI pipe allocation failures, so how close you are to your pipe limit, for example, or if you've gone over your pipe limit. It'll also give you the number of KIX communication failures, for example. Protocol handler gives you the port number and the SSL protocol handler port number. Worker threads, so the maximum number of worker threads, for example, or the current number of worker threads, how close you are to that maximum number, the number of currently allocated worker threads, number of times the worker timeout has been hit, for example. And finally, connection manager threads. So it will give you the ability to look at the initial number of connection managers you have, or the current number of connection managers, currently allocated connection managers. Essentially, what we're giving you is a window into the black box. So you can now see some of the things that are going on inside your gateway. So this will help you with problem determination. So if there is a problem somewhere between, for example, WebSphere and KIX and KIX Transaction Gateway, it'll give you much more capability to diagnose that problem. It'll also give you much more capability in terms of capacity planning and tuning. You know how close you are to your limits, and when you hit your limits, how often you've exceeded the limits that you've set. So again, it will give you a significant advantage when you want to dig deeper into what's going on inside the KICS Transaction Gateway, particularly if you use the KICS Transaction Gateway in high-performance scenarios. If we move to chart 20, we can see how this will look. The administration interface that we provide is via a command line. Again, it gives you high watermarks, configuration values, and current values, so you can submit GD commands for Gateway Daemon or WT commands for worker threads, and these can bring you back the information that you need. You can do this for single regions or multiple regions, and you can get total number of requests, for example, that have been processed since the gateway was started. We also provide a C language API, so third-party vendors and customers, if they wish, can write their own monitoring applications that plug into this API. On the right of this chart, bottom right, we have a sample console. This is the kind of thing that could be produced. The sample console is not included. We have provided the API and encourage third-party monitoring vendors to write to this API. Okay, so moving to chart 21, summarizing up what we've discussed today. So the big picture, how to deliver SOA access to KICS applications and keep your business logic intact. Well, if I've done a good job in this presentation, then you should know by now that the KICS Transaction Gateway gives you the ability to provide SOA access to your existing KICS applications without change to your business logic. All right. So it's extremely important for you to identify, to look at your KICS systems, and to identify which of these applications should be service-enabled. And IBM and a number of vendors have tools to help in this space, so for example, KICS Interdependency Analyzer or WebSphere Asset Analyzer or Application Transformation Workbench. There are a number of discovery tools so that you can look inside your KICS systems and see which applications are most appropriate to be turned into services and exposed to the rest of the world. One of the first things you should do is look at whether you should make this a web service or whether you should use JCA. What are the requirements? When explaining, again, the differences, I like to use the metaphor of wireless computing versus wired computing here. So on my ThinkPad, when I'm at my desk, I plug this into an Ethernet cable. I have high-speed network Ethernet connectivity to my laptop. But if I want to go to another meeting room or take it to somebody else's office, then I'll pick up my laptop and it will have wireless connectivity. And there's an overhead associated with the wireless connectivity, but it gives me much more flexibility. So I can walk anywhere I like in the building and still be connected. I kind of relate this somewhat to KICS Transaction Gateway and web services. Web services give you a huge level of flexibility, more than a tightly coupled connectivity solution like the KICS Transaction Gateway. But the KICS Transaction Gateway gives you extremely good qualities of service, and you have to look at each application individually to see which is better transformed into a web service and which is better accessed as a JCA. Quite often you'll find the same application can be accessed via a web service or via a JCA connection for different purposes. So again, a service orientation is about linking existing IT services with new J2E-based services to form new innovative solutions. Again, a service-oriented architecture is a great concept that's been extremely widely adopted, and it gives a really level playing field for KICS application developers, KICS system programmers, to be able to enable their valuable IT assets to be exposed to other technologies outside of the KICS environment. It really is a great opportunity for KICS application developers and KICS enterprises to extend the value of their existing assets. And the KICS Transaction Gateway allows you to do that rapidly without changing the business logic of the existing applications. So, to summarize, IBM enables you to use standards-based technologies that are flexible enough to respond to unforeseen business requirements. JCA adapters enable you to service-enable your applications by connecting them to WebSphere or your Enterprise Service Bus. Kix Transaction Gateway enables you to service-enable your Kix applications and connect to them from WebSphere, WebSphere Process Server, WebSphere Application Server, or WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus to reuse those applications as part of your service-oriented architecture. So in summary, IBM provides the infrastructure you need to be able to enable your Kix applications. Kix Transaction Gateway is an extremely popular method of delivering SOA access to Kix, and you need to exploit an appropriate set of complementary technologies to make sure that you integrate as many of your Kix assets, if not all of your Kix assets, into an enterprise-class service-oriented architecture. On the next chart. So finally, a summary of the presentation from what we talked about today. Well, hopefully we covered the service-oriented architecture, what is a service-oriented architecture, why it's important to modernize your most valuable assets. We covered the IBM SOA Foundation and Z-Series and the IBM SOA reference architecture. We talked about the Kix Transaction Gateway and the key characteristics of the Kix Transaction Gateway as a high-performing, security-rich, and scalable connector to Kix that requires few, if any, changes to your applications or changes to your systems. We talked about the JCA, the standards-based connectivity method that provides management of your transactions, management of connections, and management of your security within a managed environment, so you don't have to code that within the application. A standards-based method of access to an enterprise service bus. We compared and contrasted Kix Transaction Gateway and ZOS to Kix Transaction Gateway on distributed platforms. We talked about the trade-offs between high performance on ZOS, maximum availability and scalability, with more flexibility on distributed platforms. We talked about whether you would have a direct connection or a web service into Kix, and hopefully you'll now be thinking about when I could use each technology in different situations. These are very much complementary technologies. They're designed to be used together. And we talked about the enhancements in version 6 and version 6.1 briefly before we focused in some more on the Kix Transaction Gateway version 7, latest and greatest. We talked about the monitoring ability, so the ability to now have a window into the black box. So you can now pinpoint when your applications are hitting high watermarks or where you feel there may be areas to improve the performance of your application or plan for increased capacity in your application. We talked about extended networking support, integration with Workload Manager on ZOS, the introduction of IPv6. We talked about advanced security management, so the introduction of the latest version of SSL, so TLS version 1.0, and also mixed case passwords. On ZOS, there's also the ability to fully exploit the crypto cards built into the hardware. And hopefully, the core takeaway that you've got from this teleconference is that SOA is about moving to a more flexible infrastructure, and you have a huge wealth of existing Kix assets in your organization today. And the ability to connect to these Kix assets and expose them to the rest of the organization via service-oriented architecture is a great opportunity indeed. Okay, slide 23, questions and more resources. We're about to open up the line to questions. If you think of a question after the call today, then a great place to go for more information is the website. Kix Transaction Gateway has been around for many years now, and as such, there is a huge wealth of information related to it. There are many red books, white papers, presentations, data sheets, brochures, and announcement letters, and you can find these all linked from the website. There's also a large support section of the website, so if you are wanting to know about any particular technical area of the Kix Transaction Gateway, or if you are wondering if there's a way to do anything inside it, then you should check the support website. You may find that somebody else has asked the question before and that's been answered. So that's a great place to go for information, but now I very much welcome you to take the opportunity to ask me some questions. I also have Phil Wakelin with me, and
it would be happy to answer your questions. So I'll pass it back over to the moderator and the operator now, and we can open up the line.
Thank you, Andrew. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question number one. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we will pause for just a moment. Question number 2. Was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question number 3. Are you interested in extending your CICS applications to a Java SOA environment? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Question number 4. Do you have enough education expertise to design your CICS application with Java Access? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. At this time, I will turn the call over to Andrew while we wait for questions.
Okay, thanks very much. I guess I'd just like to say thank you for joining the teleconference today. There is one final chart that I didn't present on the call, and that is the very last chart with my email address and my contact details. Please do feel free to contact me personally at any point in time. Always happy to talk to people who have questions on KIX Transaction Gateway, and if I don't have the answers, I can certainly find somebody who does.
We will take our first question from Gene Shadron with American Honda.
Hi, I have a question. You covered the topic of CTG compared to the web services. How would you compare access to CICS transactions through MQ channel, which is being done for a very long time now? And when with the MQ, we have the ability to access asynchronously and synchronously.
Okay, that's a very good question. Comparing JTA access via the KIX Transaction Gateway and access via MQ, as MQ also provides very good connectivity options directly into a KIX region. As you pointed out, MQ offers both an asynchronous and a pseudo-synchronous style of access, whereas JTA via the KIX Transaction Gateway provides a synchronous type of access, and in addition, it provides global transaction integrity for a synchronous update, whereas MQ doesn't provide the same level of global transaction integrity. K can provide XA support, that XA support limited to the puts and gets, not to the whole transaction scope from the J2E environment right into the Kix environment and back again.
Okay. Just a short follow-up question. Where can I find the additional materials on comparison of these three approaches?
We have a white paper that we've developed in Hursley called Delivering Quick Access to your Kix systems. If you just hold on, we'll find out the form number of that white paper, which is available from the Kix website.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, there's a quick URL to go to the Kix homepage, www.ibm.com/Kix. That should take you there, that will redirect you. If you then go to the library page, I believe you can download that white paper from either the Kix Transaction Server version 3 library or from the TX Series library. And I'll just see if I can get that. If you hang on to the end of the call, I'll see if I can get that number and I'll try and read it out before the end of the call.
We will take our next question from Mike Reeves with Fidelity Investments.
Right. I have two questions, actually. One has to do with Workload Manager. Will the distributed versions of CTG work with EWLM? Will there be an interface for that? Is it ARM-enabled, that sort of thing? The second question is, will the monitoring piece, will there be a an interface to IBM Director?
Okay, just regarding the first question, which was, will the Kix Transaction Gateway work with EWLM and ARM-enabled flows? Currently, this version of the Kix Transaction Gateway that is covered in this presentation does not have any support for EWLM or ARM. However, there is work going on within the Kix area to look at EWM support for Kix and the relevant connectors that go into Kix. Obviously, EWM support is reliant upon EWM support in Kix, which owns the protocols and the connectors and that is something that requires additional functionality in Kix itself. In addition, something you may be interested in is that IBM has a product called Tibly Monitor for Transaction Performance, which is capable of integrating to a certain level with ARM and providing application instrumentation, allowing you to track application response time measurements from the J2E components right through the Kix Transaction Gateway into Kix itself.
Yeah, the EW or the WLM support rather that we're having today is the ZOS version, which enables you to distribute workload as it comes in across a sysplex, and you can do that using parallel sysplex, IP load balancing, and
sysplex distributed load balancing and visor. So
yeah.
the WM support in this version of Kix Transaction Gateway is about storm drain avoidance and exploitation of parallel sysplex at the IP level.
Can you, can you repeat your second question?
Is there going to be a facility for interfacing with IBM Director for distributed and ZOS?
That's an interesting requirement, and we'll go in. Look, there is we are certainly talking to Tivoli, and we're certainly talking to the teams that do both the Megamon and the teams that do ITM, so Megamon for ZOS and ITM for distributed. And we're hopeful that there's going to be something in that space in the not too distant future, although it will be post GA likely. Director is an interesting requirement. It's certainly something that I think we should go and look at.
We will take our next question from Dennis Maxner with American Family Mutual.
Hi. I have a question about Screen 3 way back at the beginning. It says it provides connectors to COM area and 3270-based CICS applications. I was not aware that you can... Can you pass BMS format to CTG? And is this something new, or did I just miss this?
This is existing functionality that's always been provided with the Kix Transaction Gateway, and it's otherwise known as the EPI, the External Presentation Interface, which is essentially a screen-level screen manipulation interface for manipulating 3070 screen data. There's a variety of interfaces provided, both J2E compliant, Java object orientated, and C and COM interfaces for manipulating 3070 screens. And this functionality, I should add, is only available through the multi-platform Kix Transaction Gateway. It's not available on the ZOS gateway, as the ZOS Kix Transaction Gateway is based upon the EXCI communications interface, which doesn't offer the same level of functionality as the multi-platform CTG.
Okay.
And we will take our next question from Reggie Barroso of IBM.
Hi. I have two questions. First, how do you compare with Kix service capabilities instead of using JCA? And the second is that on version 7, you're going to go around this limit of 32K.
Two very good questions. So I'll take the first one. I think the first was a question of compare and contrast JCA and web services. So if we go to, or if you refer back to chart, let's see what number it is, chart 12, we have some of the points on here. Essentially, at a very high level, it's between the level of coupling. So web services are very loosely coupled technology, and JCA is a more tightly coupled technology. There is a direct programmatic binding in JCA between the presentation logic in, for example, WebSphere, and the business logic in, for example, Kix. So there is a tight binding there. What that buys you is some qualities of service in terms of very high performance, scalability, availability. What you trade off with that is some levels of flexibility and reuse. So you would have to tightly bind each individual application. So you'd actually have to make some, for example, your WebSphere programmer would actually have to pick up the telephone and talk to your Kix programmer, and they would have to share some information. Whereas if you had a web service, you could build a web service interface, and you could pass the WSDL for that to anybody. You could even have it in a UDDI type directory to have a intelligent lookup, and it gives you much more flexibility. But you do perhaps trade off at this stage some levels of performance, for example. One other one is existing applications and new applications. You mentioned in your second question, do we support channels and containers, essentially? Do we go beyond the COM area? Now, that is something that web services don't do today, and it's something that JCA does not do today. However, we have made a statement of direction that we will do this in the future, and it will be tied in line with a future version of Kix Transaction Server. There are alterations that need to be made in both of the products to enable channels and container capability via the JCA. So it is certainly something that we are looking to do in the future. We have made a public commitment to, but not something that you get in JCA today.
Okay, thank you.
As a final reminder, that is star one if you would like to ask a question today. We'll take a question from Raul Julian with Morgan Stanley. And Mr. Julian, your line is open if you do have a question or a comment.
Hi, hello. Yeah, I have a question on page 19. The transaction gateway is using EXCI, but the number of pipes, the limit for EXCI address space is only 1,900 pipes. Doesn't that impose a limit to what transaction gateway can do?
Okay, that's a good point. that the EXCI pipe limit does limit the throughput of an individual gateway daemon. However, that pipe limit has been raised by KIX Transaction Server version 2.2 in an APAR, and that pipe limit can be raised to 250. In addition, more efficient pipe usage algorithms have been offered in KIX Transaction Gateway version 6. And if additional throughput greater than the 250 pipes is required, it's perfectly possible to clone individual gateway daemons. So you have multiple regions, gateway regions, all listening on the same port, and they can interface with Syspace distributor or TCP/IP port sharing to load balance incoming work across those gateway regions to efficiently distribute work.
Thank you.
We'll take a follow-up question from Gene Chardron with American Honda.
Hi, I have another question. It is known that the cost of 2PC is pretty high in, compared to non-2PC transactions, non-XA transactions. With the version 7 of CTG, is anything done to reduce that cost? Whether version 7 would be able to work in multi-platform environment?
Okay, that's a good question. So there's two questions. First of all, the cost of two-phase commit transactions is known to incur an overhead, and that's correct because there's additional flows required to start, prepare, and commit, and potentially recover transactions in addition to actually flowing the payload. as to the question about are there any optimizations in KIX Transaction Gateway version 7, and yes, there are some small optimizations in the area of XA support where we have optimized our usage of some of the transaction state information. There's not a significant optimization that's covered in these foils, but yes, there's small optimization there. In addition, it should point out that Web3 Application Server, which is the actual transaction manager in an XA transaction, will only use two-phase commit if there's more than one participant, more than one KIX region in the transaction. So you'll get an optimized two-phase commit transaction, which gets optimized down to a one-phase commit transaction, essentially. So you don't require the an initial prepare flow, you just have a commit flow. So the infrastructure is already looking after the optimizations for you.
Yeah, I think that last point is very important. You know, Web3 will only do a two-phase commit transaction if there are multiple resource managers. So you do get the optimal level of performance. If it only has one single resource manager, it will only do a one-phase commit transaction. Now, the second half of your question was also a very good question, which is, can you do XA across an LPAR or across multiple LPARs? Well, was the can you repeat the second? Was the second question was, can you do it across multiple LPARs, or was the second question?
Well, the question was in version 6 of CTG, the XA support was available only in version 6.1, actually, which was available for Zeos platform, and it was not available in version 6 on multi-platform.
Okay.
What about version 7? Is it the same kind of approach, or the XA will be extended to multi-platform?
No, it is the same approach. We do. The reason we have not implemented it on distributed is because we require the RRS functionality in the ZOS operating system to be able to coordinate the transactions. So it is only possible for us to do it at this stage on the ZOS platform. There may be some things that we can do in the distant future to look at that, and we're certainly continuing to explore the possibility, but we have no plans, no current plans to extend this to support to distributed platform. In version 7.0, it will certainly be ZOS only.
Okay.
I think one clarification that might be useful, and that is, although the XA support in KIX Transaction Gateway is the Kix transaction gateway on ZOSP functionality. The support for the web application server that is participating in that XA transaction is open to all web application servers on all platforms. So you can have a WebSphere deployed onto a Unix system that's initiating a global transaction, connects through to your CGG running on ZOS, which has to connect through to a Kix region running on the same MVS system. But the WebSphere system can be on any supported platform.
Yeah, I know that. I was just talking about the topology of deploying the CTG itself.
Right, yeah, so in a sense, essentially, you have the support there, you're just limited in which topology of Kix transaction gateway you can choose from, but it doesn't affect where you can run your WebSphere application server. I think if you look at slide 6, that illustrates the different topologies, and essentially you have global transaction support, two-phase commit support in topology 2, topology 3, but not in topology 1. Topology 1 is where WebSphere application server and the Kix transaction gateway are co-located on a multi-platform product, and that is marketed and priced accordingly.
Okay, and I assume in this case only last participant action is supported, right?
So in topology one, you still have global transaction support to the extent that last participant support and only agent optimization can deliver global transaction support. So yes, you can pull a Kix transaction into a two-phase commit transaction as the last participant. And if you go to our homepage and look at the library page for the Kix transaction gateway, you can look at our WebSphere developer article, which talks about all the options for global transaction integration, covering XA support, last participant support, only agent optimization, and local transaction support. In all the detail you should need.
Okay.
And since I asked a different question at the beginning, I kind of feel obliged to answer it, which was the question I thought you originally posed was, can we do XA two-phase commit support across a SysPlex boundary, so across multiple LPARs? That currently is restricted to a single LPAR in version 6.1. Because this teleconference is based on the preview announcement, that particular functionality is not in the preview announcement. I probably can't talk too much about it, but I would say look very carefully for the version 7 final announcement when we come out with that later this year, as we'll likely see something in this area.
Okay, thank you.
We will take our next question from Anne Bartholomew from Cigna.
Hey, Ann, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
This was just an absolutely excellent presentation. I was out hunting for that delivering quick access to Kix, and I found it. So for the man who asked, what is the name of the paper? It's G224-7557-00. I got it in front of me on the screen. It is on the library page, so thought it'd be helpful.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Cheers, Ann.
Cheers.
And there appears to be no further questions at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to the speakers for any additional closing remarks.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you all for attending. Certainly appreciate you taking an hour and a quarter, hour and a half out of your day. Hope you find it useful. And there's more information on the IBM Kix website. And again, I'd like to extend the invitation. Please do contact me. Any point in time, or contact details are on the presentation. I'd certainly be happy to hear from you.
And that does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. Have a great day.